The Olympics capture the attention of the whole world every 4 years. With so much attention, controversy is hard to avoid. This was the case during and right after the 2016 Rio Olympic Games. Many people questioned if the money and resources were well spent on the Games. Others were quick to argue that the tradition and honor of hosting the Games outweighs the heavy cost. With there being two main sides to the argument and the topic wide open, the real question is, should the Olympics have a permanent home?
I believe that the Olympics should have a permanent home because of many reasons. One reason was that having the Olympics in one location saves money and research. Another reason is it would be a safe, secure place and we wouldn't have to worry about added security because it would already be built. These two reasons are two of many, but these are what I will be focusing on.
My first reason to support the Olympics Games moving is tourism. The Olympics bring in thousands of people around the world. While in the city, we're not just going to want to watch the events all the time. You may want to tour the city or get something to eat, bringing in money for local businesses on top of more tourism. If there was an Olympic city there, there would only be tourism once every 4 years.
The first reason that the Olympics should have a permanent home is because money and some resources would be saved and would be able to use for more serious issues. The article, "Should the Olympics Have a Permanent Home?" says that the Olympics cost so much that we are making other countries less wealthy and need this money to support them. This explains that if the Olympics had a permanent home, it would save resources for other things and increase security. The country hosting would have accumulated money and would be able to support upfront costs and other countries.
My second reason is jobs. Some research done by the Washington Post found that the Olympics had to hire 40,000 people over 8 years to set up the event. On top of people working at the stadiums, it is rounded out to about 44,000 jobs created for each Olympic Games. To put that into perspective, the Rio Games increased the employment rate for those of 8 years by 0.69%.
The second reason that the Olympics should have a permanent home would be boosting the security, saying that they wouldn't have to hire a new security team every 4 years. The article, "Should the Olympics Be Hosted in the Same Place Every Year?" says, if the Olympics don't move around each year, it would offer up opportunities to have increased security and keep the guests safe. This shows that if the Olympics stayed in one place, the security would be stronger and the guests would be more safe, so there isn't terrorists and other problems caused by people that are not secure.
My third and final reason is what's left behind when the games leave. When the Olympics move, the infrastructure stays behind. In an article done by a CN traveler, it brought up that Pyeongchang got a railroad system out of the Olympics that could bring you from northern to southern South Korea over 250 miles in under 90 minutes on top of the world-class facilities and stadiums.
Does the Olympics need a permanent home? It's tough to say. Does the tradition and honor of hosting the most elite athletes around the world every 4 years outweigh the cost of construction and hiring people? The two arguments given are well built with great points, but when it's said and done, the Olympics having one permanent home is better since it saves money, allows better security, and gives a permanent sense of Olympic community.